this is dating on Cynthia Simpson. C-Y-N-T-H-I-A. Cynthia Simpson. S-I-M-P-S-O-N. S as in Sam. S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 8/21/23. Date of visit is 10/25/22. Age 99. Please make a copy for Martha Arguello. Martha, M-A-R-T-H-A. Arguello is A-R-G-U-E-L-L-O. Copy for Martha Arguello, please. Next paragraph. Dear Martha, thank you for sending Cynthia Simpson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History present illness. This is a 99-year-old female who has been experiencing episodes of shortness of breath that started about 6 weeks ago. Has recently been sent for a chest CT. Done in May 22, and it showed a 4 millimeter nodule in the right lower lobe and a 3 millimeter nodule in the posterior left lower lobe, which with mild patchy ground glass lung densities. There was no evidence of pleural effusion, and the mediastinum was unremarkable. The patient does complain of some pain in her back and lower chest areas, but is maintaining a O2 saturation of over 98%. On room air. She has had no cough, wheezing, and she denies any hemoptysis or history for aspiration. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included the history for colon cancer resected. More than 5 years ago. She has a history of hypertension under good control. She also has degenerative arthritis and a history of carpal tunnel syndrome. There is a past history for diverticulosis and gastroesophageal reflux disease. History of hyperlipidemia and lactose intolerance. She has osteoarthritis and B12 deficiency. There is a prior history of pneumonia. Surgery also includes C-section and appendectomy, history of back surgery, cataract repair and implants, history of endoscopies and colon resection. Next, habits the patient is a non-smoker, drinks alcohol rarely, worked in an office till retirement. Next, family history, both parents died at an elderly age. There's a history of prostate cancer and diabetes in the family. Next, polygraph. Review of systems of patient, I'm sorry, allergies to amlodipine and iodine contrast, lisinopril and Kaolin tablets. Next, system review. The patient has some fatigue and shortness of breath, but no wheezing, no cough, denies hay fever. She has urinary frequency and no flank pains. She has some joint pains, muscle aches, and stiffness. She has no headaches, but has neuropathy and history from memory loss. And she has easy bruising and has mild leg swelling and denies any blackout spells. Next, blackout spells. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, averagely built female is in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, icterus, or lymphadenopathy. There's mild peripheral edema, blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse is 64, respiration 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 119, saturation 98. HENT abnorms, phallic pupils reactive and equal, tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased breath sounds of the periphery and occasional wheezes heard in the upper lung fields, no crackles. Heart, the absence is irregular, S1-S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign. No mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremity is 1 plus edema. Mild varicosities and decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Dyspnea etiology undetermined. Number 2 is rule out pulmonary embolism. And number 3, history of lung nodules. Number 4, hypertension. And number 5 is advanced age. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a ventilation perfusion lung scan. Rule out pulmonary embolism. Also advised to get a chest X-ray, PA and lateral. She was placed on Ventil and 2 pups, QID, PRN. Copy of her recent lab work will be requested. A pulmonary function study with lung volumes was ordered. And the patient will also need a CT chest in December for evaluating the lung nodules. Follow-up visit will be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Martha Arguello, ARGUELLO. Martha Arguello, MD. And here's Dr. Souza.